Right, Phoenix FM with me, Bob Simpson, in for Michelle today, and joined by my guest now, Dan Davies. Hi, Dan.
Hi, morning, Bob.
Nice to see you. Dan is from Essex and Suffolk Water, and for the next few minutes, we're going to be talking water saving. So, Dan, why do we need to save water? Might seem like a silly question, but it rains a lot.
It's been raining the last few days, so yeah. It probably seems a bit odd. But the main thing that we wanted to get across to your listeners was that we've got a really good opportunity for the rest of August. We've got a 40% discount on water butts.
Oh, wow.
So we're really keen for people to log on to our website and go through the process and take advantage of that discount. It's a limited time offer. We've, first come, first serve type basis.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're doing this is because it's all about the long term.
Yeah.
It's all well and good for us to be saying, we want customers to use water, but it is a difficult commodity to deal with. We're a very dry region, yeah. And what we'd really like customers to do is to not use that brilliant quality water that we give in the tap on the garden, and there's free rainwater coming off the roofs into the water butts, so
right.
Why not save money by saving and using rainwater in
absolutely.
The water butt?
Yeah, well, I'm totally with you there. I mean, it's not been so bad this year, has it? But in recent years, we've had some very drier years, haven't we? And yes, I have got a water butt of my own.
Fantastic.
And most of the time, it's okay. It never actually runs out, and it hasn't done this year. But I know, I don't know if it was last year or the year before. I'm afraid I had to top it up from the tank,
it's understandable. We do have those really dry years. One of the things to consider is having one is great,
yeah,
but you can always have more than one. You can get connecting kits, so if you're lucky enough to have an area where you can get maybe two or three strung together, that does give you an opportunity to maybe see out even those drier summers as well. But we're coming into a great time to put them in now, because unfortunately, summer may be coming towards an end. We are starting to see a bit of rain, and it's a great time to start capturing that ready for spring watering and into next year's summer.
Absolutely. So we've got an opportunity to buy a water butt at a reduced rate. What sort of price are they? I've thrown you there.
You have thrown me.
Sorry about that.
That's fine.
I mean,
the best thing for customers to do is if they log on to our website, so that's Essex and Suffolk Water website, so it's eswater.co.uk, so that's Echo Sierra Water.co.uk. There's a saving water tab on there. I think it's worth also pointing out, it's not only the water butts where we've got the discount on, there are other water-saving devices on there as well, so customers can take a chance to have a look through that, and there may be something else that they might be interested in for inside the home as well as outside. But our focus at the moment is on the water
butts. Okay. We haven't had a hose pipe ban for a little while now, have we?
No, you haven't. And I think that's one of the key messages for us, is that if we conserve water, use it for the right reasons, we can make sure that as a company we ensure customers can keep using their hose pipe through the summer, so there isn't going to be a hose pipe ban this summer. Our rural water resources are in a good position, and that's partly because customers help us by using water butts in the garden and keep efficient use of their water when in that and around the home.
Right, so who is eligible to for a discount on
it's,
these
it's our customers basically it's so anyone that's a customer of Essex and Suffolk Water can go onto our website, and they'll be able to take advantage of that discount.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah. Okay. We'll have a little dig round and try and find out the cost.
Yeah, we'll get that price. Sorry, I didn't know that.
No, that's all right. No. Absolutely fine. Of course, there's lots of other ways to save water as well. I was looking at a website and heard a lot of them before, but it's probably worth running through some of them. Turn the tap off when you brush your teeth. I know.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. It's something psychological, but I have to have the tap running when I'm brushing my teeth, and I don't know why. So that's one I'm going to work on.
Brilliant,
right?
That's great.
Then there's place a cistern displacement device in your toilet system to reduce the volume of water used in each flush.
Yep.
You can get one of these from your water provider. Is that one of the things that you provide? Yeah.
Yep, it still is, along with a number of other ones, similar sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, years ago, one of the tips was to use a brick. That probably works equally well, doesn't isn't it?
It does. You do run the risk of getting a bit of dust off the brick in your system, I guess. But
a clean brick.
I mean, effectively what we're looking at there is you're just reducing the size of the old system. So all the old systems we used to have were quite a high volume of water, really.
Yeah.
So just putting something in there actually just reduces the amount of water every time.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, and it works, yeah. And here's one I need to tell my son. Take a shorter shower. Showers can use anything between 6 and 45 litres per minute.
Yeah.
Well, I have a shower in probably about 3 minutes. He's in there for about half an hour. You know, I just don't understand.
Yeah, I'll leave you to have that conversation, I think.
Always use full loads in your washing machine and dishwasher. Cuts out unnecessary washes in between. That's sensible, yeah. Fix a dripping tap.
Yep.
Yeah. And we come to water butts. Install a water butt to your drain pipe and use the water collected to water your plants. Yeah. Oh, and to clean your car and wash your windows.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not indeed? Yeah. Water your garden with a watering can rather than a hose pipe. A hose pipe uses 1,000 litres of water an hour. That's surprising, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. Fill a jug with tap water and place this in your fridge. It means that you don't have to leave the cold tap running for water to run cold before you fill your glass. Yeah. And install a water meter. When you're paying your utility provider for exactly how much you use, there's an incentive to waste less of the stuff. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. And finally, invest in water-efficient goods when you need to replace household products. You can buy water-efficient shower heads, taps, toilets, washing machines, dishwashers, and many other water-saving products. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what we want you to do, if you're a customer of Essex and Suffolk Water, is to order yourself a water butt. And that website again?
That website is eswater, so echosierrawater.co.uk. And we're just having a quick look on the website now and give you those prices.
So okay.
We've got water butts on there for £13.79 from small ones, and large ones on there at £16.79. So quite a big discount, up to 40% discount. While stocks last, so please get on there and get your water butts.
Sounds like an absolute bargain. I might get myself a second one then.
Go for it.
Okay, Dan, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about that. That's Dan Davis from Essex and Suffolk Water.